The third great principle of asking is be clear and specific. There's an old story, and this happened right before Lee Iacocca took over Chrysler, where a dealer selling cars was not doing well. Business was upside down. He had no money. His wife came in one day and said, "Look, if you got no money, I'm leaving you." So he had a double loss. Comes out to Santa Monica Pier, and he's ready to jump as a header right into the sand and kill, and ocean and water and kill himself. And all of a sudden, he sees a little bottle bobbing up and down. He climbs down the ladder, gets the bottle. I'm a one-wish genie, so make it good. This guy closes his eyes, does a deep, reflective contemplation, and says, "I know what I want. Tomorrow morning, I want to wake up in a major metropolitan area with a foreign car dealership." The next day, he woke up selling Chryslers in Tokyo. And while that's a little old as a story, I think it's cute. Now, you got to be clear and specific.
Let me give you some examples of how to ask that don't work because they're not specific and what the specific alternative would be. "I want a raise." Well, that sounds specific. But wouldn't it be better to say, "Boss, I would like a raise of $500 per month." Now he knows exactly what you're asking for. Because I have employees, when they ask me for a raise, my first thought is, "Oh my God, it's going to cost me a fortune." But often I don't know exactly what they're asking for. A husband says to a wife, "I want you to dress more hip, more modern." Well, what does the woman do? She doesn't have a clue. But if he says, "I want you to buy one of those new long skirts, you know, that comes down halfway down the calf and wear that with your boots that come all the way up to your knees. I mean, I think that's a really hip look and I'd like you to consider wearing that." Now she knows exactly what he's asking for. "I want to spend some time with you this weekend." "Well, how much and when?" Wouldn't it be better to say, "You know, I'd love to take you out Saturday night to dinner and a movie. Would that work for you?" Or how many times has someone said, "I want you to finish that Mitchell report"? And inside you're thinking, "Well, exactly when does he want it by?" "I want you to finish the Mitchell report and leave it on my desk by Tuesday at 3 p.m. Now, that's very specific. Wife says to her husband, "I want more help around the house." "Well, exactly what does she want me to do?" But if she says, "Look, I want you to do the dishes and take out the garbage every night after dinner," now he knows what the specific request is. How much do you want and when do you want it by? That's how to be specific. Otherwise, the other person's mind and your own mind just goes off into vagueness. So how much do you want and by when do you want it? One of the things that often happens is when you're feeling upset about something and you want a different behavior from the other person, but often what we do, instead of being very clear and specific, we just express our upset. "You know, I'm really angry. You're not a very good husband." And that just starts to push the other person away and it doesn't get us what we want. What we've learned is when you're angry or when you're upset, when you're scared, when you're sad, is if you can use the following formula, it really communicates. It makes you vulnerable and it makes the other person more willing to help you because we always would rather help someone that's vulnerable rather than someone that's attacking us. So rather than saying, "I really hate it when you come home late," wouldn't it make more sense to say, "When you come home late, I feel like you don't care about me. I feel like you don't really value me and the kids. I think maybe your work's more important than me. And so what I want is if you're going to be late, I want you to call and tell me you're going to be late, or I want you to come home on time." When you, I feel, and what I want is. So we get past the feeling stage, we make a very specific behavioral description, and we end up with a very specific request. Let me give you one more. I can remember once going into my kids and not doing this. They were playing the radio really loud, and I said, "What's wrong with you kids? Were you born aborigines? You're just bouncing around like this. I can't hear myself think in this house. What's wrong with you?" Now, they knew I was upset, and then they started defending their behavior. "Well, Dad, you old fogey," and we just got into a big argument. But I learned this formula, and it turned into, "You know, when you play the radio this loud, I can't hear myself think, and I'm trying to get a report done in the living room, and it's really important that we do that because it's what helps us make a living. So what I want you guys to do is either turn the radio down, put your earphones on, or take it into your bedroom. Will that work for you?" And all of a sudden they went, "Oh, okay, Dad, we get it." So when you, I feel, and what I want you to do is, and then be very specific what you want them to do. If you use that, you're going to get a whole lot more cooperation instead of resistance and arguments.